Good morning, students. Welcome to the second module of our chapter, Interior of the Earth. In the second module, I'm going to discuss about the topic, Structure of the Earth. So on the basis of the data assembled from studies of the travel habits of earthquake waves, the Earth has been divided into three major zones. First, crust, second, mantle, third, core. First, I will discuss about the topmost layer, which is called crust. The crust is the outermost thin layer of the lithosphere. Its thickness varies from 16 to 40 kilometers. The crust contains continental landmass and ocean basin. In the continental area, the crust is 40 kilometers thick. And in the ocean basin, the thickness is 5 to 10 kilometers. From the seismic waves, it seems that the surface layer of the continent is composed mainly of granite rocks. And the specific gravity of this granite rock is 2.65 gram per centimeter cube. And in the continental area, the seismic velocity is 6 kilometer per second. Alright students, 6 kilometer per second. Because these rocks contain a large proportion of silica and aluminium, they are collectively called SIAL. SI stands for silica, AL stands for aluminium. Therefore, they are collectively called SIAL. The basement layer is continuous, which is exposed on the ocean floor or the ocean basin. The specific gravity in the ocean basin is 3 gram per centimeter cube. Alright, students, in the continental area, the specific gravity of the rocks were 2.65 gram per centimeter cube. And in the ocean basin, the specific gravity of the rocks are 3 gram per centimeter cube. So, we can see as the specific gravity is changing, similarly, the seismic velocity is also increasing. As we are moving to more denser layer, the seismic velocity is also increasing. In the continental area, the seismic velocity was 6 km per second. But in the ocean basin, the earthquake wave, their velocity increases and it becomes 6.7 km per second. From 6, it increases to 6.7 km per second. Here the rocks contain silica and mineral rich in magnesium and iron. This layer of basic rock is called SIMA. SI stands for silica and MA stands for magnesium. So in continental area, we get silica and aluminium, and in the ocean basin, we get silica and magnesium. Is it clear, students? Next, I will discuss about the second layer. The second layer is called mantle. Below the Earth's crust, the second layer is called mantle. And the mean density of mantle is 4.6 gram per centimeter cube. So what do we notice, students? First, in the continental area, the specific gravity was 2.65. Then in the ocean basin, the specific gravity increases to 3. Now in the mantle, we find the specific gravity increases to 4.6 gram per centimeter cube. And this mantle extends to a depth of approximately 2900 kilometers. We don't have any direct source to know about the interior of the Earth. We depend on indirect sources. And among the indirect sources, we mainly depend on the seismic waves. On this basis, we are estimating that the depth extend approximately till 2900 km. Now there is a line of function between the crust and mantle. That line of function is called Mohon discontinuity because it was discovered by the scientist Mohorovicius in 1909. So what is the line of function known as between earth crust and mantle? It is known as Mohon discontinuity. Mohon discontinuity lying at a depth of 40 kilometers beneath the continent and 6 to 10 kilometers beneath the ocean floor. At the Mohon discontinuity, the speed of P and S wave increases sharply as indication of the mantle material suddenly changes. So here the speed becomes 6 point, in the crust the speed was 6.7 km per second. But as it is reaching Mohon discontinuity, the speed becomes 8.2 km per second. So we can notice that the seismic velocity is changing. The change in speed suggests that it contains more ferromagnesium minerals. The lithosphere mantle is not homogeneous. Recent experimental seismological studies show some peculiar feature. Just under the Mohon, an initial layer of 10 kilometers thick transmit P waves at an average velocity of 8.1 km per second. Then a low velocity channel about 10 km is observed in which P waves are transmitted at 7.8 to 7.9 km per second. So what we are noticing that the speed of P waves is decreasing. The upper low velocity channel is the result of partial melting of mantle rock. Alright. So why the velocity is changing? Because there is a partial melting of mantle rock. As we go deep inside, the temperature is increasing. So this upper mantle and the crust both together are called as lithosphere. Alright. Upper mantle plus crust is equal to lithosphere. An important feature of the mantle is the presence of a thin layer between 100 and 200 km below its surface, where the rocks appear to be less rigid and more plastic than those above and below. As a result, the speed of propagation of earthquake waves is abruptly reduced. So this place 100 to 200 km below the surface, this place where the speed of the earthquake wave is reducing, that layer we call it as asthenosphere. Alright. So first crust, then upper mantle, then asthenosphere. So this asthenosphere is also known as low velocity zone. Within the asthenosphere, the rocks are viscous and probably they are close to melting point. As a result, the concentration of heat from radioactive decay, where the temperature is about 1400 degrees Celsius. So with increasing depth in the mantle, the velocity of seismic wave increases again. So when the speed is increasing, that shows that the rocks are becoming more and more solid. The next layer is called core. The zone next to mantle is called core, and this zone extends from 2900 km to the center of the earth at a depth of 6371 kilometers. Now the mantle is demarked from the core by the zone known as Gutenberg's discontinuity. Now, what was the line of discontinuity between crust and mantle? It was called Mohorovicius discontinuity. Mohorovicius discontinuity or Mohon discontinuity. And mantle is demarked from the core by a zone known as Gutenberg's discontinuity. The zone probably consists of dense nickel and iron. Therefore, this zone is also known as NiFe. Ni stands for nickel, Fe stands for iron. All right. So core contains nickel and iron with a temperature estimated to be around 2700 Kelvin with an average density of 10.5 gram per centimeter cube. So students, what was the average density in mantle? It was 4.6. Now in the core, the average density is 10.5 gram per centimeter cube. So what we are noticing? As we go from crust to mantle, the density has increased. Again from mantle to core we are going. Again further the density is increasing. This sudden change in density is indicated by the sudden increase in the velocity of P waves. So here in the core, the speed of the P waves becomes 13.6 km per second. All right, along the mantle core boundary, or which I have told you just now, Gutenberg's discontinuity. So the density further increases from 12.3, it increases to 13.3, further it increases to 13.6, which I have given you, shown you by a diagram. So according to increasing depth, we see that the density is increasing. Seismographic record reveal that the core has two parts. One is outer core, that is 2200 kilometers thick. Another is inner core, which is 1270 kilometers thick. So two parts, outer core, inner core. Outer core is 2200 kilometers. Inner core is 1270 kilometers. The outer core is in liquid state, while the inner core is in solid state. So where it will be liquid, what we have discussed, P and S waves we have discussed. Earlier I have discussed about primary waves and secondary waves. So where it is liquid, you will find that S wave disappear. So in the outer core, you will not find S wave. This means that the outer core is in molten state. P waves travel through this zone at a speed of 11.23 km per second. Alright, 11.23 km per second. But when it is going in the inner core, that time again the speed becomes 13.6 km per second. So on the basis of this indirect source, that is on the basis of these seismic waves, we have classified these three layers, crust, mantle, core. And we have tried to find out what is the characteristic of this three layer. So we notice that from crust to mantle, the density is increasing. From mantle to core, again further we see that the density is further increasing. As the density is increasing, the speed of the waves also is increasing. So on the basis of this P and S wave, we have made the three layers of the interior of the earth. Crust, mantle and core. Based on the three topics, crust, mantle and core, I have made some questions. Can you tell me, students, in which part of the earth the earth's density is highest? Crust, mantle, outer core, inner core, where the density is highest? You see the diagram and tell me. You will find that in the inner core, the density is highest. Second question, the line of function between earth crust and mantle. What is that discontinuity known as? Crust and mantle, what is that discontinuity known as? Moho discontinuity. Moho discontinuity. And between mantle and core, what is that discontinuity known as? It is known as Gutenberg's discontinuity. Gutenberg's discontinuity. All right. Now, which portion is called lithosphere? Which portion is called lithosphere? Just now, in my discussion, I have told you the first layer, that is crust and upper mantle. Crust and upper mantle. This together is known as lithosphere. Then just below the upper mantle, there is a low velocity zone. That low velocity zone is known as asthenosphere. Alright, first crust, then upper mantle, then asthenosphere, that is low velocity zone. There the speed of the seismic wave decreases. Alright, then students, you have to draw the diagram of crust, mantle and core, and then you have to discuss the three layers, crust, mantle, core, you have to discuss. And one more important question is, by the help of the seismic waves, P waves and S wave, you have to tell me which are the different layers of the earth. Alright, so wherever you will find inside the earth, wherever it is liquid, there we will find that S wave is disappearing. Only we will find that the P wave is traveling through that layer. Alright, and as you go deep, you will find that the speed of the P wave is increasing. That shows that the density, as you go deep inside, that the rocks are becoming more and more denser. This you have to discuss. How, by the help of seismic wave, you have to suggest the different layers of the interior of the earth. So, I have discussed with you today about the three layers, crust, mantle, core. And in the third module, I will discuss about the volcanoes. With this, I conclude this second module. Thank you, students.